It's been 10 years in the making, but the Spokane tribe has won approval from Governor Jay Inslee for its casino in Airway Heights. The tribe says it will be an economic boon that will bring thousands of new jobs, but not all are happy with the announcement. Steve Jackson reports.
The project's proponents point to the $400 million expected to be spent to build the project over 10 years. Jamie Sijon is a spokeswoman for the Spokane Tribe Economic Project, who says they estimate the new project will bring 5,000 jobs to the Spokane region.
Grand total, approximately 5,000 jobs, and that's including construction jobs, all the way through management operational jobs. But, you know, quite frankly, when we say phased project with 5,000 jobs, that's certainly not 5,000 tribal members. Our tribe is not that large.
But County Commissioner Al French is one of those who fears the new project puts the future of Fairchild Air Force Base into jeopardy.
And the future mission for tanker bases is the new 46A tanker. And the last round for siting that tanker is this year. And one of the things that they're worried about is bases that are going to have encroachment. So this decision by the governor could clearly jeopardize our ability to maintain a future mission for Fairchild Air Force Base, which means that we put that asset to risk, and that will have a devastating economic impact on this community.
Fairchild Air Force Base is the largest employer in the Spokane area. Commissioner French says the base represents $1.3 billion of economic activity per year for the region. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.